turn that over to you.
Mr. Chairman, on July 13th, we published a notice for this hearing for the purpose of authorizing the Sublette County Sanitarian to levy a $100 fee for repeat follow-up inspections that are required to remedy violations of the Wyoming Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Safety Act and the Wyoming Public Pool, Spa, Health, and Safety Act. Our county sanitarian, Alan Houston, had brought this request for establishing this fee because he spends quite a bit of time when he does his inspections going back to see if things have been remedied, and a lot of times he doesn't seem to have any response, so he needed some enforcement ability to be able to encourage these folks to make the remedies that they need to do so we have safe swim pools and safe eating establishments. So that's the purpose of the hearing. We have a resolution that would establish the $100 fee for follow-up inspections, and that's about it.
No comment from the public. Didn't receive anything via mail.
Nothing.
Can I have that resolution?
You bet.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we adopt resolution number 18, a resolution to require a fee for repeat follow-up inspections performed by the Sublette County Sanitarian in conjunction with the June 17, 2006 MOU between Sublette County and the Wyoming Department of Agriculture, Consumer Health Services Division, and related MOUs thereafter.
Thank you.
Has been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Been moved and seconded that we approve resolution number 18, a resolution to require a fee for repeat follow-up inspections performed by the Sublette County Sanitarian. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. And Andre owes us donuts.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That was my alarm to come here.
To be here?
Don't lie. That was your wake-up alarm.
You're here.
Okay, I get to work.
Yeah, it's time to get up, Andre.
Wake up from your mid-morning nap. Yeah. So that's what that alarm is.
I know Alan's looking for a copy of that once you do your.
Yeah, because I'll have to. Yeah, and then I'll record it also.
Awesome.
So
thank you so much.
I'll get it to him.
Yep. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Commissioner Rawhauser's pushed to the back page.
I saw that. Oh, just.
Oh, yeah, more donuts. Excellent.
Donuts.
Good deal.
I was just trying to get a response.
All right, Andre, come on up. Let's chat a minute.
Okay.
How's the world of maintenance?
Pretty cool.
Turn that microphone on.
Busy? Yeah.
I'll bet.
Yeah. Getting down to it.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's
getting ready for winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get the last of the big stuff done, which was testing the fire systems and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know. You guys might hear about the alarms going off at the clinic this weekend.
Oh, they did? Or
yeah,
will?
They tested them, and then everything was fine, and then the system charged itself, and so then they were Blake's over there frantically trying to get it shut off.
The alarm went
yeah.
off, but the hydrants didn't.
No. They just charged the system,
oh, okay.
And so then he had to drain it and get it all reset. So,
they had a fire drill?
Pretty much, yeah. And then smoke detectors
That's
went
good.
Off at Sandraha.
Well, we know. Hey, we know it worked.
Yeah. So I gave Blake a big thank you for just taking care of all that, because I'm like, what is going on? He goes, well, pretty much as usual. We get tested, and then all the stuff
then
goes
we
on.
Get a,
yeah.
No, I'll be darned.
So, the reason I needed to come here today is because the district court wants a water thing. And I know I've heard that it was kind of a hot button for the commissioners. Yeah, I already knew. It was the guy that doesn't like the uniform shirts.
You knew it was one of mine.
Yeah. Oh, I knew.
He was going to bring it. Yeah. He used to see me light up.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing it on my own.
No, I know. I'm just kidding.
Because once you get one, you have them forever.
Yep.
You can't get rid of them. their concern is with the water issues that the town's been having. But my concern is I don't want one of those machines that are piped into our water, you know, the ones that just filter it, because it's upstairs. Yeah. And when those lines break, something is downstairs. Yeah. And
so what are they wanting? They're not wanting just a drinking fountain?
No, they want a hot and cold thing, but I want the bottles.
Yeah, because, you want the bottles.
Because in the basement, the sheriff's office, like, their lines broke, and it just flooded the floor.
Right.
I don't have anybody below them.
Right.
And my understanding is those ones that filter it, they're not filtering out what the town water issues might be.
No.
Well, they're they're doing is heating and cooling the water.
Yeah, and they're filtering particulates, but that's it. But the bottles, you know.
If you got brine shrimp floating in it, then it'll filter that out, but that's it.
Yeah.
We've had numerous discussions on water issues. Do you know where I fill up my water bottle?
Tap.
Every commission meeting.
Right there.
Just right out here. I just go fill up my water bottle and I'm good to go.
I'm good with that too.
As he drinks.
I don't.
Gentlemen, weigh in on this one. I mean, you already know where I stand.
Well, I'm trying to put it in, get it. So we have some of these in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that are upstairs could come downstairs at some point in time to fill up their water bottles. If that's what they
chose. And if Andre wants to put in just a bottle, I mean, he could, right?
I could put in the system with the, just the little.
No, just a bottle.
What do you mean?
Yeah, just like
the bottle of water.
Upside down water.
That's what I was wanting to put up.
Yeah, that's what Andre wants.
Where the guy comes and he delivers the bottles.
He delivers the water. But
okay.
And they won't go through that many of them.
How many do we have in the building currently?
I don't know. We're trying to add them up because we were talking to the sales rep. I was trying to make sure that they weren't just going to call them and have them put one in. And so we talked to them, and the guy that we have now is really good. And he said, you know, I think I can make this cheaper for you guys if we... because I think we may only have like 8 total throughout the county. And I think he said 10 is actually cheaper than 8. So if we do that, then it really wouldn't be an issue.
It's cheaper. You know, I have an issue with the bottle.
I know.
Okay, and Andre's heard this story so many times from me. I mean, gosh, I go in my place of business, I go into my bathroom, into my sink, and I fill up my water jug, and I drink water.
So we have two spaces somewhere in the courthouse that's the water jugs.
So we have, the county attorneys have the jugs. I think Road and Bridge
has one. Road and Bridge has bottles.
They have bottles there.
Yeah.
I think they might have more than one, though. So they might have bottles, and then they may have one piped in.
Isn't there one in the break room?
There's one in the break room that's piped in.
That's the piped in.
Oh, that's piped in.
The assessor's office has got, don't they have a machine?
Or no.
I think they go down the hall.
The sheriff's office has one piped in.
Yeah.
And that's the one that leaked.
Yeah, the lines busted and it leaked all over the floor. So I don't want to do anything above.
Well, we don't want to do anything that's piped in.
Yeah.
But piping it in, that's city water.
Yeah, but it's a filtration system.
It supposedly is filtered.
Okay.
Yeah,
but honestly.
Okay. Filter is not going to cover the problem they're concerned
with. What is the bottle
they're concerned with? Right.
What is another, for example, bottle system going to cost?
I don't know. I think we pay...
Andre, if Andre's saying that 10 is actually going to be cheaper than what we have right now, then we can get 2 more bottles.
Sure.
And we're trying to find out. We just started this Friday, so
find out what it is, and if that is the case, but then come back to us before you pull the trigger.
Is the courthouse? Would they be satisfied with? Maybe I shouldn't ask this. Would they be satisfied with the bottled water? Or they were.
She wants it piped in, but I said no.
Good.
I don't want to do it. There's
you're in charge.
I'm more involved.
You're the guy.
So you're the guy. I know a guy.
Well, it's, here's the thing. If we broke it, I would say, oh, yeah, let's pipe it in. And then it leaked. And it went downstairs and ruined documents or something. I don't know. I don't know exactly what's below that at the moment. That would be horrible. And then they'd be calling me.
But when we do bottles, we have to buy the water, right?
Yeah, they bring bottles. There's
because we used to have
it's going to cost, but I'm up there, they're not going to.
So we used to have bottles downstairs, and you have bottles everywhere. Mm-hmm. You got empty ones, you got full ones, you got all that, and then you got somebody that isn't going to change it. I mean, it's just that's the reason why they piped that one in down here.
Yeah.
At that point, but but you know the
and
water
I don't know the history, but
the water machine showed up when we were under construction 15 years ago.
Right, and there was no water.
There was no water.
Right,
and they have never left. And we have one that's in the sheriff's office that we pay like $60 a month.
Yeah, we get a bill every month from Shadow Mountain Water.
Yeah. And Shadow Mountain is like the so it's
they sell jerky too.
It needs to be.
Well, now
it needs to be resolved.
An automatic jerky dispenser. Now I'm on board.
I think the difference in those bills, I remember we were talking about that, is I think some of them are paid quarterly, and other ones are paid monthly, and so there's.
You know how old this
but I'm not positive.
See, and I don't know. This is a good project to figure it out.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the copy machines.
Yeah. Exactly. It's figured out.
So that's what we're looking at. And I think when it's all said and done, whether we get them water or not, I think we're going to try and get, because I know some, like Road and Bridge is probably paying their own bill. And so I think, I think it should all be lumped into one, because I bet it gets cheaper if it's all one account. So.
That could be.
Yeah, robbing Peter to pay Paul for water. Come on.
I just get my
office. I know.
I don't get it at my office, though. Mine has rust in it.
What's that?
Rust.
Yours does?
Yeah, it's brown when it comes out. So, but I think I am going to put one of those filters that we have in a lot of the buildings. They just grab the metal.
Oh, there you go. So. Yeah. Well, you know, you can get your minerals that way.
Yeah.
You might have to chew it before you drink it, but you,
okay. Well, that's it.
So
that's all I have.
So then, are these of course, are plastic bottles?
Yeah, you know the big ones.
Yeah. I think the grounds or the idea of protecting the documents is a good one. That if we did have a problem, we could destroy some documents. That's why we don't want water.
Oh, yeah.
On the second, third, fourth, fourth floor.
Well, that just happened downstairs, and that's what kind of rang the bell for me. With
yeah, you should have seen my office when it flooded a year ago.
Yeah.
With the.
That was the copper, wasn't
it? When the water was coming out, the. Or the sprinkler.
Yeah.
Oh.
And soaked my office. Yeah.
So
that was
anyway.
Yucky.
Okay. I don't want to take up this much time.
Yeah. We've already spent way too much time on this topic.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Okay.
Find out what the cost is for bottled water.
Find out of lumping them together.
Yeah, we're working on that too. So.
But let them know we're not piping it in.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Andre.
Thanks, Andre.
Appreciate it.
She's going to hate me.
All right. Boy, I hate to do our WPLI discussion until early, so I think we better wait till 11, just in case there was any confusion on what we were actually going to do today.
We got nothing else.
Yeah.
Did you get
Have we got the bids for the new Suburban?
January.
Okay. Because I was thinking maybe we'd have it by when we go to
Cheyenne.
When we go to Cheyenne.
Don't you remember, though, that didn't get put in the budget?
I do. I know it didn't. That's all right. We'll figure something out. I know a guy.
She had a family domestic
dispute. I know a guy.
Yes, you do.
That's why she wasn't.
So, who's going? You and I?
And Joe.
It's me. Where'd you get that?
Roxanne. Holly.
Half of them
see the video.
My aunt.
Oh, is this the explosion?
Texas here.
Yeah. Way to go. You scared the pregnant lady.
Yeah. Talked to her. Scared the pregnant lady. That's pretty good. What about?
What
We're cute.
Tall. The validity of the resident.
Yeah, it's probably a temporary stay maybe in my home. Hmm?
Who owns the house here? She or her husband?
I don't know.
So you said that you and I and Joel and Roxana.
Emily.
Emily.